Wedding for the Bomber Girls. Bomber Command Girls, Book 2. Written by Vicky Beebe and read by Sophia Engstrand. Any letters for me? Thea asked the corporal on duty in the WAF guardroom. Cooper, 552, Hut 4. After 3 years in the Women's Auxiliary Air Force, it came as second nature to recite the last three digits of her service number when giving her name. The corporal rummaged through the letters. Hut 4, she mumbled under her breath. Here we are. Oh, they've all been collected apart from this one for you. She slid an envelope across the counter. Can't think how it got missed out. Thea could. She glanced at the letter and recognised her grandmother's handwriting. She stuffed it in her pocket, then looked back at the corporal. You're new, aren't you, Corp? That's right. I arrived 3 days ago. She gave a self-conscious glance at the stripes on her sleeve, and Thea guessed she was newly promoted. Well, give it a few days and you'll find out why no one collects my mail. The main post office in the camp sorted the post by hut and delivered it to the WAF guardroom for collection. Here at Fenthorpe, it was considered good form for the first WAF going to the guardroom that day to collect the post for everyone else in her hut also. In recent weeks, however, Thea's mail had always been missed. She gave the corporal a cheery grin and left the guardroom. The grin was entirely for show, and she did her best to keep it on her face for the benefit of the other WAFs milling around the WAFery. It was only once she had collected her bicycle and was riding along the lane to RAF Fenthorpe's main gate that she allowed her smile to slip. She didn't want to give the other WAFs the satisfaction of knowing how much their treatment hurt. As she had the morning off, she would have liked to escape Fenthorpe for a while, only she had agreed to meet her sister, Pearl, in the Naffy later. Together with their friend Jenny, that made a grand total of 2 people in the Naffy who would be prepared to speak to her. Thea gave herself a mental shake. Let everyone whisper behind their hands. See if she cared. It was their loss if they didn't believe in her innocence. She parked her bike behind the Naffy, then walked in, head held high. Her spirits lifted when she saw that week's issue of The Bombshell had arrived. Until now, it had been published monthly and only distributed in RAF Fenthorpe. However, with her sister seconded to work full-time on the newspaper, the circulation had been expanded to include all the bomber stations of 5 Group, and it was now also published weekly. From the depleted pile on the counter and the number of people in the Naffy reading a copy, it was clear that the changes hadn't reduced its popularity. Eager to see how the crossword she'd compiled had turned out, she picked up a copy and paid for it, together with a mug of tea and a wad, the ground crew's name for a rock cake. Knowing it would be a good half hour before either Pearl or Jenny arrived, she went to sit at an empty table by the window, not bothering to try joining any of the groups at the occupied tables. Unfolding the newspaper, she placed it on the table and began to read.